I missed the first half of this fight because I was asleep. I picked it up around round 8, and there were several shocking things. The first shocking thing, Chris Ariola's weight, which I knew going into the fight because I did see the weigh-in. Why did it take Chris Ariola up until the age of 40 to actually get in proper condition? Absolutely baffling. So that was the first shocking thing. The second shocking thing was Chris Ariola's performance. I mean, I thought this was a farce to be on a pay-per-view. And somehow Chris Ariola, I'm hearing from the commentators, has dropped Andy Ruiz in the second round, has nearly dropped him another time, has hurt him a bunch of times, and has had him in all types of trouble. Shocking. Okay, again, Chris Ariola being in much better shape than I've ever seen him in before. I've been watching Chris Ariola for years. I saw him against Klitschko, where he got stopped, although, you know, he didn't get dropped against Klitschko, but he got stopped on his feet. He got properly stopped against Burmester Vern in the second fight. I think he got dropped in the first fight, didn't he? He got his nose broke. But the second fight, Stavern cleaned him out. He got stopped by Wilder, although, again, none of the knockdowns against Wilder were particularly heavy, but he did manage to get him out of there. And Wilder was carrying an injury. I think he had a bicep injury and a hand injury against Ariola. So, in all these fights, Ariola came in typical fat condition, jiggling all around the ring. Whereas for Andy Ruiz, maybe it took the Mexican pride of going up against another Mexican fighter, a Mexican-American fighter. Maybe that's what motivated Chris Ariola, because they're from the same community. Maybe bragging rights among his community means more to him than becoming world heavyweight champion. I don't know. Or maybe it's the fact that Andy Ruiz beat Chris Ariola to becoming the first Mexican heavyweight champion of the world. And Chris Ariola had the bit between his teeth because of that. And he thought, okay, if I can't become the first Mexican heavyweight champion of the world, then I need to beat the guy who did become the first Mexican heavyweight champ. You know, wherever the case may be, Ariola found motivation for this fight that he's never had before in his career. Absolutely bizarre that it took him to the age of 40 to get in proper shape for a fight. And yeah, by all accounts, he gave Andy Ruiz absolute hell through the first half. So that was absolutely shocking to me. The next shocking thing to me was the improvements that I saw from Andy Ruiz. I mean, this guy had a back foot game. Look, I expected Andy Ruiz to be lighter on his feet. I expected to see improved fluidity and mobility, but I didn't expect him to be bouncing around on his toes, popping out triple jabs. People, that caught me way off guard. That shit came from left field. I did not expect that at all. So Ruiz's foot movement was much better. Again, that's not only the weight loss, but also the strengthening of his legs. Now he's able to bend his knees, bend his waist. You know, he was popping the jab, rolling underneath shots, bouncing left and right. I was massively impressed by the technical improvements, the extra fluidity, the head movement, at least in the second half of the fight. I don't know what his head movement was like in the first half of the fight, whether it was a different type of head movement, but what I saw in the second half, he looked great in terms of the technical improvements. His hand speed was still there. Obviously, the old Andy Ruiz would throw fast shots on the front foot when he's pushing you back. This was a hand speed where he's bouncing around on his toes and then he's letting shots go on the move. So it's a different kind of situation. Again, I never thought I'd see Andy Ruiz be able to deliver shots. He looked like a totally different fighter in terms of the way he throws punches, the way he moves. He said pre-fight that he wanted to be the heavyweight version of Canelo. And he's a long way off in terms of the success, obviously, that Canelo's had. But stylistically, wow. I mean, he is much closer to the heavyweight version of Canelo than I ever thought possible. With the back foot game and all the technical adjustments and all that. So yeah, real shocking stuff here. In this fight. Now, he wasn't able to get Ariola out of there. I didn't see the first half of the fight, but in the second half of the fight, He never hurt Areola in there. Other than Areola's shoulder, he managed to land a right hand on the back of Areola's shoulder, and he seemed to like partially dislocate it or something, like some kind of issue with Areola's shoulder. But other than that, in terms of headshots, he never hurt Areola from what I saw. So there's going to be question marks about Andy Ruiz's punching power at this lower weight. There's also going to be question marks about his chin, given the fact he was dropped by Areola. You could say that Deontay Wilder and Berman Stiverne, both tremendous punchers. Stiverne, by the way, was always an underrated puncher. For the longest time, I was saying Stiverne hits extremely hard, harder than people realize. Stiverne obviously wiped Areola out in the rematch, broke his nose and hurt him in the first fight. He put Ruiz's power to shame, for sure, based upon what I saw here. And Deontay Wilder the same, although you would expect that because Wilder is regarded as the hardest puncher in the division. But my take on it is I need to see the whole fight. On the back foot when he's moving around, his power doesn't seem to be that great. But if he plants his feet and pushes forward against an opponent, maybe he'll be able to punch just as hard as he did before, if not harder. Again, I haven't seen him do that yet because I haven't seen the first half of the fight. But it appears as though he got hurt in the first half of the fight or dropped. And so he wasn't so keen on planting his feet, loading up and trying to get heavy, heavy shots in that could take Chris Areola out. He wasn't so keen on doing that. So maybe the second half of the fight is not the best thing to judge his power on, if you get what I'm saying. But yeah, Wilder and Stiverne definitely put his power to shame based upon what I saw in the second half of the fight. And his chin, I mean, Areola could always punch. I mean, he was never a one-punch knockout man, but he always had decent power there. And from what I saw at a knockdown, Andy Ruiz was turning into his own punch, right? He was moving forward and he was throwing his own shot. So his body weight was going forward. And that's the moment when Chris Areola managed to catch him with his body weight going forward. So I don't want to say that Ruiz walked into the punch necessarily, but he turned into the punch, which can increase the force of it. So is Andy Ruiz's punch resistance diminished? I want to say, from what I saw so far, it's inconclusive. Because when a guy loses a bunch of weight and has diminished punch resistance, normally what you see is somebody who just appears weak generally. That's what you see when someone has diminished punch resistance from losing weight. They just appear weak in general. Andy Ruiz didn't appear weak to me. I mean, he was bouncing around the ring. I've never seen him with so much energy, popping triple jabs and all this kind of stuff. I think that when he's lighter, it will be easier to knock him off balance. That's one thing I will say. And there was a slow motion replay of him getting knocked off balance. I'm assuming it was in the third round or later on in the second round where he got rocked by Areola again. And again, very nearly went down. But to me, a lot of that looked like balance. So Ruiz is going to have to adjust to the lighter weight in the sense that understanding people will be able to knock him off balance more easily now that he's a lot lighter. So that's what I think could be going on there, at least to some degree. It's just he's easier to knock off balance now because he's lighter. But the first knockdown, that didn't appear to be a balance thing to me. That appeared that Ruiz's knees definitely buckled. He kind of turned into Areola's shot, got hit in the face and went down. So that one is more suggestive of Ruiz maybe having some diminished punch resistance. But the other one that I saw, to me, that was more being knocked off balance just because he's lighter. So now that he's lighter, he has to understand if I'm in a certain position and I get hit with a hook, maybe it will knock me off balance. Whereas when I was 25, 30 pounds heavier, it wouldn't have knocked me off balance. Does that make sense? So, and one thing I'm hoping is that Andy Ruiz doesn't go away from this fight and think, I need to start eating again. I didn't feel strong enough. I got knocked down. If it was the old me, I would have dealt with him a lot better. I don't want Andy Ruiz to be thinking that way, okay? Actually, another thing I forgot to mention. From what I saw, Andy Ruiz's attacks were quite different here. Not just bouncing around and stuff like that, but even when he was up close against Areola, he wasn't doing that thing where he explodes out of the clinches. He was throwing more punches than usual. And when you throw more punches, it's often the case that you are going to sacrifice power for more volume. You see it. If he fought a more conservative fight in terms of throwing less shots, but loading up on the shots that he did throw, then maybe he could have had more of an effect on Chris Areola. But the way they're trying to get him to fight Eddie Reynoso is very reminiscent of Canelo, because Canelo doesn't do that thing where he waits and waits and waits and waits and waits and then loads up and throws absolutely everything into the shots that he does throw. I would like to see them keep that element of the old Andy Ruiz in his game moving forward. I'd like to see them keep that in there, okay? Not just go out there and look to be exactly like Canelo, but have that old Andy Ruiz thing where he can apply a lot of pressure, not throw in that many shots, but then counterpunch you on the front foot. I want to see that, and where he loads up properly and throws real. Maybe he was doing it in the first half of the fight. Again, this is just an instant reaction. I haven't seen the first half of the fight. But yeah, I hope Ruiz doesn't get discouraged by this. People were booing at the decision because it was extremely wide in favor of Andy Ruiz. Again, I can't comment on that because I haven't seen the first half. But he clearly isn't going to be feeling good about that performance. He isn't going to be feeling good about being booed. He isn't going to be feeling good about being knocked down. He isn't going to be feeling good about going the distance with a 40-year-old Chris Areola who was stopped by people like Stiverne and Deontay Wilder. So I hope Reynoso can get hold of him, get him back in the gym immediately. You know, they're talking about an immediate rematch. Get him back in the gym immediately. And I would say get even more weight off. I know people are going, oh, Hatman, you're wrong. He's not as good when he's lighter. He's in a transitionary period at this point. And in a transitionary period, a fighter can go through a bit of a rough patch. It's kind of like when Amir Khan first hooked up with Virgil Hunter. In his first couple fights, it looked a bit shaky. But then he started putting in performances like against Louis Collazo, where it started working, against Devin Alexander, which was one of the best performances of Khan's career. You see, so it took a couple fights for him to adjust. And I think it's going to be the same for Andy Ruiz. It's going to take a couple fights for him to adjust, find his feet. I think he should continue the body transformation that he started and get even more weight off. I think with the extra weight off, he'll be able to have more versatility, fight in a variety of different ways. Think about it. Those of you who are saying, no, Hatman, he needs to go back to being heavier again. If he goes back to being heavier again, and his front foot game is not working, like it apparently wasn't working in the Areola fight early, he won't be able to have a plan B. He'll be too heavy to get up on his toes and start popping triple jabs like he did in this fight. You see? So coming in lighter gives him more versatility. It gives him more options. And I'm sure that if he is on the front foot and he's planting his feet properly and loading up on those hooks, I'm sure he can still knock people out. I mean, good people, and hurt good fighters. But in this fight here, again, he seems spooked by the knockdown. In fact, if you look at the Anthony Joshua fight, he actually got spooked by getting dropped in that fight too. He dropped AJ a couple times in the third, but then the next round he came out and he was extremely cautious. You would have expected him to jump on AJ at that moment, innit? But no, he was very cautious in the fourth round. In fact, he said after the fight that he was cautious because this guy hits really fucking hard. I think that was pretty much an exact quote. He said, this guy's a really big guy. He hits really fucking hard. So he wanted to be careful. But yeah, I think Adley Reece should continue down this road. He's in a transitionary period. Keep losing weight. You know, the leg strength is good now. He can bounce around on his feet. Keep making improvements. What he really should take from this fight is that he needs to be smarter. And he needs to make technical improvements. Improve his defense. If he wants to be the heavyweight Canelo, that's great. Canelo wouldn't have got caught with a shot like that. You see it? That's the way he should be thinking. From a technical perspective, rather than the macho Mexican thing. Oh, he dropped me and I didn't drop him. And take that out of your mind. Okay? Worry about hitting and not getting hit. Forget about people questioning your chin and your power. The time will come where you can prove them wrong on those things naturally. Don't go out there looking to prove that you've got still got power or looking to prove you've still got a chin. Don't do that. Yeah? Focus on hit and don't get hit. That is the key to boxing. So, yeah, shocking fight. In retrospect, was it pay-per-view worthy? I mean, hey, I'm sure the Mexicans who bought it, primarily Mexicans, I'm guessing, were satisfied with what they saw in terms of the action. So maybe they weren't mugs, you know? Shocking Areola's weight, his performance, dropping Andy Ruiz. Ruiz shocking in terms of the improvements in foot speed, mobility, fluidity, the way he was reeling his combinations off on the move, popping triple jabs, upper body movement, shocking stuff. But then not getting Areola out of there, not seemingly hurting him with any headshots, questions about his chin and his power. And you got to give it up to Areola in terms of his chin, because he really put AJ's chin to shame, didn't he? Again, I'm sure people are going to talk about, well, yeah, but Ruiz was hitting harder in the AJ fight, the first AJ fight, than he was hitting in this fight. You know, he was heavier and he was planting his feet more. Whereas in this fight, whatever, whatever. So anyway, let me know what you guys think. I'm obviously not putting this up on YouTube because it's only half a review and there's all kind of swearing in it. This is just an instant reaction for you guys on Patreon. So yeah, hopefully somebody uploads the full fight to Daily Motion. Someone in the boxing server did post a link to the fight on YouTube, but it's like a really poor quality version. Shout out to that individual who posted the video. Obviously, they're responding to my comment, so shout out to them. But I'm really looking for a good quality version, which you normally get on Daily Motion the day after a fight or a couple of days after a fight. If it appears, I'm going to be quick to try and download it before it gets removed because they are a lot faster at removing videos off Daily Motion than they used to be. So, anyway, let me know what you guys thought about this fight, if you saw it in the comments below. And if you do have a link to the full fight in, you know, good quality 720p or 1080p, then drop a link below.